you're watching this right now, we would really love it. Hey, am I doing the right face?
However, yeah.
If you're watching this right now, we would love it if you hit like and subscribed. No, okay, pause. If you're watching this right now and you're having a great time, if you're having as good of a time as we are, then we would just love it if you went ahead and just smash that like button and punch that subscribe button and then backhanded that notification.
Yeah.
So that you get all the updates once every 2 months from us.
Welcome to Saviors of the Metaverse, the podcast that saves and definitely entertains. You're listening to the show on a related yet unrelated podcast. To get all the episodes of Saviors and to become a Saviors superfan, search for Saviors of the Metaverse on your podcast player of choice. Once there, I don't know, subscribe. And while you're at it, give it a rating because, well, Jared needs confirmation. Jared needs affirmation. Jared needs Savior Nation. And if nothing else, thank you for listening to Saviors of the Metaverse. We'll see you in there.
Eric just asked me to do something really important, and I fucked it up. And I want to just go ahead and be real, be vulnerable with all of you right now. We'd really like to have more people like our stuff, but we want you to genuinely like it. Don't just like it, like by pushing a button. But if you like it, and you got the time, you can push a button too, the like button. And if you got a little more time, you can always hit that subscribe button, which is probably more important. And if you've got, you know, a whole day, you can leave us a review. If you're feeling generous, you can give us 5 stars. And we'll work for it. We will work our tails off for it. In fact, we work our tails off every single time.
Yeah, that's good.
You like that?
Do you feel it? The vibes? The new studio where it's like...
It's very claustrophobic, but you know what? I can get used to it. I really like it.
Yeah, there's no windows.
There's no windows. Except these windows right here.
Yeah.
Transparent.
Eyes. Yeah. This is it.
I'm going
to
be real.
I was wondering, you know, you sit down at a restaurant. Do you sit across from the person or do you sit like...
Right next to them?
Yeah. Not right next to them. Not like the booth.
Well, I guess it depends on the person. If it's my wife...
Caddy corner.
Oh.
No?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Mm. Yeah. I wonder if someone like a psychologist could walk in and like look how they're sitting and be like, oh, they're done.
Oh, they could.
Yeah.
I know for me, if I go into a restaurant, my preference is to always have my back to the wall so I just can see everything.
Oh, because you're paranoid.
No, I've just been that way since I was a kid. Okay. It's hyper-awareness.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah, because, you know, because I've got to be able to,
down.
I got to assess the threat level. And No, it's just, it's unconscious.
Are you looking at where the exits are?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got really good, if I come into a place, I can take a look, one quick look at everything and I remember where everything's at.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know where the bathroom is?
Well, that one's really not a life or death type thing, I guess.
Well, it could be. There can be some shenanigans going on in there, too.
Well, then we'd find out what's going on in the bathroom real quick.
Yeah. So every time you walk in a restaurant, like, hold on. Check the
hold on. Yeah. I need to do a security. I need to do a perimeter check here. Where's the bathroom at, please? No.
Doesn't happen.
I love hearing guys say that way. It's like, well, I'd like to have my back to the wall because, you know, if a shooter came in,
you'd be dead.
You'd be on the fucking floor.
Yeah.
Hiding under the table.
It's terrible.
Because that actually would be the smart thing to do.
Hide under the floor. Take yeah, you talked about that. Yeah.
I probably did.
Yeah.
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 Let's talk about you. You seem a little shook today, bro.
Oh, I am. Here's how I'll flip it.
Okay.
You said something earlier when we started recording. You said you were wide open today, and I wasn't. So that's probably why I'm a little shook.
Oh, hold on.
But then
on.
You started talking, and you said, it was a wide open day. Like, you started telling a story, and I was wondering, are you a writer?
It was a wide open day? Or today's a wide open day?
No, you said it was a wide open day. That's how a novel would start.
Yeah, I have no novel. Coming
nothing.
After that.
Nah.
But I do want to ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
Did you just passively...
I did. No, I told
aggressively
you.
Aggressively tell me that I have interrupted your day and that...
I told you that before.
Yeah, I know, but you invited me here.
Let's think about this. So, there are days, like I can call you.
Yeah.
FaceTime you.
Any day.
No.
Anytime.
And you're busy.
Of course.
And you want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And I won't hear from you for like a week.
Well,
like you're underwater or some shit.
Yeah. This is my world and you're just a character.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
no, that's right. I get it.
No,
well, you're the main character of your own movie. Good
Thank
for you.
Yeah.
Good casting, right?
Yeah. I casted you as my podcast host. That's
so
great.
But then when it flips, you want me?
Yeah.
It's like, are you there? Are you here? Send jokes, show up. I'm going to be at your office in 10 minutes. That's what it feels like.
Well, you can always just tell me to fuck off.
I know I could. I've done that. But I'm just saying, that's what it feels like.
Well, I'm sorry we're here.
You're, no. But here's what I liked about it. Because I was doing something.
Uh-huh.
Very important work.
Was it?
Whatever.
Let's be honest.
And then I just, some topics came in my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I want to talk about some of these.
I bet you do.
And so I sent it, and that got me in the mood. So you're like, little foreplay you gave me. That's good.
Definitely not floor play.
Yeah.
I'm into floor play.
Yeah. It's like floor hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm glad we can hash this stuff out on the show. You know, I kind of think
that's
part
what
of
the show was for. Go ahead.
Yeah. I kind of feel like this room is just sad, you know? And it makes me feel sad.
Okay.
I had a sad ask for likes and subscribers. It was a sad ask.
Yeah. It's the room.
It was not a confident ask.
It's going to change, though.
Right.
All the stuff's going to go on the wall. We could put, like, I think our, we should get a flag.
We should get a flag.
Savior's flag.
I like that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A picture of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Like an original screenshot of
us
talking.
This room just got a lot happier.
Yeah. With some of this, like, they can't see that. That shelf is pathetic.
That's intentional. That's gross.
That's a pathetic shelf. What is that?
I mean, that is a classic Office Depot. Looks like wood, but that's just paper.
Yeah. I don't know who bought it, but whoever did, not good.
No. No.
It's not good. Yeah, so we need some color on the wall.
Not important.
I think we should paint it. Maybe not. It's too late. Paint's fine.
Not our job.
It's not.
Do your job.
This is good.
This is our job.
Yeah.
Where are we at, man?
So what do we want to talk about?
Well, now that we know, like, you're upset that I bothered you today.
No, but I moved on.
Well, clearly, because we're doing the fucking podcast.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. Let it go.
Usually, like, if we were in the other room, man, I just wouldn't care. I'd just blow right through that. But being in this sad, confined space.
Okay, so this will be really cool.
Okay.
Because people, let's think about it from the standpoint of working out, starting a podcast.
Okay.
Different things. Starting something.
Got it.
People think when they go work out, they need the gym. They need the right weights. They need the right program. They need the right moment. They need the right clothes, the right sneakers. So all
right,
you
music.
Really need, you don't need anything.
You don't.
You really don't. You don't need any of that stuff.
The ancient Greeks used to do it butt naked.
Oh, there you go.
Just saying.
Yeah.
History.
Flopping around everywhere, I guess. Okay.
I mean, I don't know the details on that.
Yeah,
I would assume.
But we're showing people that you can do a podcast anywhere.
Do you think people don't know that? That's the question I have.
Yeah.
I guess we need to really take the temperature of, temperature's probably not the right. What do people know and not know? I mean, one guy made a smart ass comment on our TikTok the other day. Our TikTok. Do you hear that? Do you hear what just came out of my mouth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't, I'm like, on there, but I'm not on there.
It's okay. You're on TikTok.
I'm on TikTok.
Yeah. We are flabbergasted. The type of content that goes viral on TikTok.
Unbelievably stupid.
Really bad. What a waste of time.
You'd think you're watching, like, to me, it looked like this would be in a scene of a movie written and directed by Seth Rogen.
Mm.
It's that ridiculous. It'd be that funny.
Yeah.
But it's sad.
Yeah. That's what
I don't
we are.
Know, man.
Yeah.
Do you feel like we just sound like really old men right now complaining about?
But there's some aspects of it that I do like.
Sure.
So I could, you could point something out. I could be like, for the most part, you can find the positive in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go tell you what's wrong with it. And I, kind of, I'm in the mood to tell you like some of the negatives with it. Right?
Hold on. That's exactly what old men do.
Is it?
I can find the positive, but I'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's old. Shit.
I swear. That's so a, often when I hear just my own voice coming back through these headphones,
I'm
like, I sound
man.
Like an old fucking man.
Yeah.
I sound like a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
And maybe I am.
Yeah. Are you on Facebook these days?
I mean, I'm on there.
I mean, I know Zucks. We'll talk about that, but yeah, go.
First.
Please.
I mean, for brightening your day. Did the Facebook Marketplace link I sent you not just completely make
I didn't watch it. Jeez, that's why.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. All
right, check it out. I'm not going to mention the person's name because that would be rude.
But that's a copyright.
This right here has made my week. I use Facebook for Facebook Marketplace. I don't ever really post anything on there. My wife uses it for Facebook Marketplace. And last night, she was looking at some stuff on Marketplace. And this, anyway, so I just read this. Here's what's funny about this, okay? You go on a Facebook Marketplace, you're selling goods, you know, all kinds of stuff. Just look at the picture, though.
I saw the banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
Yeah.
This lady's selling banana pudding.
Yeah.
And it's a hand holding open a case of banana pudding.
Yeah.
But if you could actually open up the thing, you scroll through and it's like a log of banana pudding.
She got a lot of it.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
But to me, that just made my day. Because for one, I thought, I'm pretty sure you cannot sell baked goods on Facebook Marketplace.
I wonder why not. because people get sick.
Commercial kitchens.
Yeah.
I would just assume, you know, restaurants have a lot of regulations about food.
It's interesting how Facebook would be like worried about that. But yeah, on the other side of it, like they're getting sued in all these.
Oh, I don't think they're worrying about banana pudding because it's still up. Like that's not something that went viral and somebody sent me. We found that last night.
Did you tell Zucks? You text him?
No. He's busy. He's busy with jujitsu in the metaverse or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but that right there made my day.
Yeah.
My week. That's why I sent it to you. Uh-huh. But you're going to have to log into Facebook.
Check it out. I can do it on my phone.
Let's not do it.
But do you want to delete Facebook? Like part of me, the only reason I have it is because of business.
Yeah.
There's a couple groups that are not essential. Like if I didn't belong to them, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Right.
But they're useful to have. Related to children, like my kids.
Oh, dude. Don't cut that out.
Yeah.
Let's leave that in.
Yeah.
So you're in two groups related to children.
Yeah. College.
College kids?
Yeah. Okay.
That's not as bad, I guess.
It's not as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But being old men, it sounds really bad.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Carry on.
It's just not, like to your point, like for Marketplace, it's just a horrible platform.
I mean, it's just a non-factor for me anymore. I mean, I don't know.
Why do you have it? Because of Marketplace.
Marketplace, that's it.
But then all your other shit's still on there. Don't you even feel like you could delete it, restart it.
I don't ever post anything new on there.
So I can't see your feed if I log in there?
There's nothing really in there. Mm. Here's some old.
Yeah, but Facebook's got it. Look, if Mark had your content, that's okay. But like.
Mark's got all our content.
Higher number 1,263 might have an issue with it. Like he could steal your data.
Yeah. Well, that's just. Outside of our control, man.
Oh, so you're cool with that?
Well, I've accepted the reality that, you know, when you have an online presence of any sort, which is everybody, you are vulnerable.
Yeah. If you have an iPhone, you're pretty much vulnerable, right?
No. Doesn't iPhone promise that their security is the best and nothing bad will ever happen?
Yeah.
I thought that's why I got an iPhone.
Yeah.
And not an Android.
No, you would get a flip phone, like an old phone, like a stealth. What was that called? Like the flip.
The Razor.
Razor.
The Razor was sick.
Yeah.
But I think it still looks kind of cool. Because, you know, it looked like one of the old school Star Trek.
Now you look like, oh, this guy knows what he's up to. Like, he's a shirtless man. He's got an old flip phone.
I don't think shirtless man's got an old phone.
No.
Or you just walk around with burner phones, make everybody think like you're into shady business. Mm.
You have three phones. Oh, which one's ringing kind of thing?
Oh, no. Yeah, the best would be if you're still rocking a pager.
Yeah.
And then just have your friends call you at random times when you're in large groups of people. Be like, oh, shoot. Does anybody know where payphone's at?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what you got to do.
Some quarters.
Dude, I remember the kids in high school that had pagers. There weren't a lot of them, but you Drug knew dealers. The ones that did.
Yeah.
You knew what they did.
Yeah.
I thought, do you think you're being slick?
Yeah.
You think nobody knows what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitch on our kind of insurance group.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, get a pager.
Yeah.
Get some rolls of quarters. When you drive around, have them page you, pull over, go to the payphone. This was back in the day.
Yeah.
That's slinging some insurance right there.
So Mitch is much older than us.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. But he did it. So you can make it happen. And here we are struggling with these devices of like, I don't know.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because we bought into this idea that we need all this shit.
Yeah.
We don't.
Minimalism.
Well, I don't know if you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You talk about it, yeah.
Because I mean, it's my happy place.
Jason Day. Not Jason Day.
Charlie Day.
Charlie Day. Sorry. Charlie Day. Jason Rob Bateman. Eggley. Yeah.
All those guys. So anyway, the last season that just came out, the last episode that I saw that was on there, the whole thing is like Dennis is having a bad day. And Dennis is like, he's just running into all these technological problems. It's exactly what we're talking about being old men and just going, why is this way?
Right.
Anyway, the car he has to rent it's mocking Tesla. It's called something else. But he said, oh, okay, great. I just need the keys. And they're like, oh, no. There's an app you download and you just open the car from the app. He's like, okay. You know, another thing that was working just fine as it is that we decided to replace with an app, but I guess we'll just do that.
Yeah.
And it just goes on and on.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of other things.
Good. That.
But that's the kind of situation we're in. We've just, because we have these devices, it's like, it's just novelty. Like, ooh, couldn't we do this? And I think it's creating convenience.
Yeah,
because
it's like not a big, once you have it, it's easy, but it's not like, it's just, it's like not that big of a deal. Yeah.
Just give me a key.
Like, do you have any cars that use a key that you put in the ignition and turn it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Because that was... we did have one. I spent some years.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. My car is that way. My wife's car is not that way.
Okay. It's kind of a pain in the ass.
2015, buddy.
No, there you go.
Which is old
that was
now.
No, it was like right around that time. They'd push button then.
No. I think it's 2016.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm making that up because I got 2015.
Yeah.
It's not push button. I'm trying to avoid feeling gypped out.
Yeah. You know,
like, oh, man. Subaru just screwed me.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was Subaru.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, you get all this technology. They're the ones making all the money.
Well, my wife's car.
I like it. I like the technology.
You know, I don't know. We've got a Honda Odyssey. You know,
yeah.
Van. It's just like driving a computer. It's 2022. I was like, oh my God, that's driving a computer in this thing.
Yeah. Well,
I hate the driver assist where it like starts to pull you if you're lane. You know, I think that is incredibly dangerous.
What's the new shit Elon just came out with? It's bulletproof. That new, the new truck that he has.
Who? Oh, that Elon has?
Tesla. Yeah, yeah. That he has. He just talked about it. He was on Joe Rogan. So they, he has bow and arrows.
Uh-huh.
So they went down into his like hangar room, it looks like. And he tried to see if it would pierce the car and it wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah. He couldn't pierce it. But he's saying, what about bulletproof windows? He's like, that's really hard because then you can't roll them down and they have to be certain thickness and all that. But that was pretty wild stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would you? I mean, that's more of like,
could you imagine if you're driving down windows. The road and someone's got a fucking bow and arrow aimed at you? Like that would.
You'd feel super safe in that truck.
It's not a bow and arrow, I guess.
Yeah,
it's
that'd be kind of weird. Somebody's just aiming a bow and arrow in downtown New York. Like, you just think, that's another homeless guy who's kind of losing his shit. He's not really shooting. But then he shoots you. Then it's done.
Yeah. That would suck.
Of course.
Yeah. That's terrible. Like watching those movies when they used to have bow and arrows, like, and they would just, frontline guys would just like, they wouldn't even make it.
Oh, he's not like first,
any of them. Yeah. Or they put fire on them.
Oh, yeah.
God.
And then those things would hit the field and you'd have tar that was laid out the night before by the opposing
force. Smart.
And they're just burning everything up.
Strategy. That was old school, like, war. That was like football.
And you're in each other's face.
Gridiron.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. That's dangerous.
Yeah. It was war.
Yeah. And, that's a different kind of war. Now you can't see your enemy.
No. I mean, that's like...
It's not good.
I just have to think. I mean, just think of that. Oh, yeah. I mean, you watch those old scenes, you think, well, just the intensity you'd have to be on, you know, you'd just have to be under so much, just trying to imagine if it's just swords swinging and screaming.
Even if you're the greatest, like you just one little slip up and you're dead.
Yeah.
God, that would suck.
One fiery arrow into a tar field.
And you just randomly hit you, right?
Yeah, I know.
God.
And then you just be like, oh, well, that sucks. I've dedicated my whole life to this, you know, profession.
Yeah.
In medieval Europe.
Everyone's dead.
And I get shot by somebody's stupid arrow.
It could have been your own guy's arrow because he wasn't a great shot.
Well, true. Sometimes they would, you know, you'd have your army down. They're like, well, we're going to kill some of our own, but we're going to take out a lot of them. Go ahead, fire.
Yeah. Fuck.
Casualty of war.
That's terrible. Elon was also saying, you know, like in movies, more like current day, where they always get behind the door to protect themselves from bullets. He said that would never fucking work.
No. No.
But it's funny because it's like when you think about it, you don't think about it. But when you do think about it, you're like, they do it in every movie.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unrealistic. A door will give you, it'll give you visual cover. But bullets, of course, can go through doors.
Yeah.
I mean, especially an American door.
Probably a couple of doors.
We're talking about Elon Musk, you know.
Yeah. People don't like him. They get real.
I don't know why. I mean, well, I know why.
Yeah.
I like him, though.
He agitates people.
Like, sure. He's a troll.
They could say, like, he's putting Twitter under X. Whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. First of all, who gives a shit what he names it? Like, people get so upset about that.
I can see that him doing that just because he thought this will make it really like,
oh, he put it, he went under. He made it like he, let's say it fails and they lose all their money and it doesn't exist anymore. He's probably like, fine, okay. And but he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing it for that. I think he wants to have a true communication platform that way can have authentic, well, it's not authentic. It's a fucking train wreck.
You think that's really what he wants? You think he cares that much?
I don't think he wants other people controlling that narrative.
Sure, yeah.
That's more it.
No, I think he did it because he saw the violation of free speech.
Yeah.
And he had the money to do it.
He didn't care.
No, I think it was good that he did it.
Yeah.
No. I mean, at the end of the day, who cares?
Who gives a shit?
People care way too much. So let's take this back to TikTok. When we were looking at, you know, if you just go to the TikTok homepage,
right.
All these top videos with like millions of views, they're usually just random girls and not even scantily clad or anything like that.
Mm.
Like, you know, they walk over and they push a little something and they're just like doing a dance. It's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. There's no talent in it whatsoever.
Yeah.
How does that have over a million views?
Some people do have talent. Some people get found.
Let's not ignore the gaping talent gap here.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is.
Yeah.
There's no talent there. I don't understand how the algorithm is preferring that or, you know, pumping that up. It's horrible.
Well, here's why. Because there's so many people, right?
Right.
That don't have talent, to your point, that would want to post on TikTok, but they're not going to post on TikTok if the only people being shown on TikTok are super talented. Get it? You don't get it.
No, dude. Everybody thinks they...
But they think it because anyone can go viral. You hear the stories.
Yeah. I don't know. It's depressing.
Yeah.
And this room is so sad. And so, like, we're just going down these dark holes of depressing
the sad topics. Room. So it's like, what is it? The escape room? Is it the sad room? We could charge for it. Come the in here. Room. Get... Because when you leave here, it's probably really happy because we don't know what's going on outside.
We don't. And honestly, you know what? I'm going to take a little bit of joy in that because there's a lot of crazy shit going on.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of nice. It's not going on in here.
Yeah.
Not happening in here.
Because this could be the metaverse.
Well, that, and this is like a safe room.
Mm.
You know, not an escape room.
I don't think it's that safe because if shit went down out in our, I think we'd be fucked.
Nah, I got 15 rounds that says we'd be fine unless they came packing even harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I got your back.
Close range here.
Even better.
The door comes open this way, though, which is a problem.
Well, you might get hit first, but, you know,
yeah,
I have to jump over here and grab it. I mean, do you want me to put it on the table so that we're ready for any kind of situation?
No,
it's
good, because you say, no, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, dude.
All right.
So Facebook, we're not deleting it. You're going to keep it.
Well, I just don't care enough.
Are you stopping with YouTube?
No, I need to.
Yeah, you did.
I deleted
Instagram, so you didn't follow through on yours.
I didn't know you deleted Instagram.
I did.
All right.
I didn't delete my account, but I deleted it off my phone.
Yeah. I need to delete YouTube.
Yeah. Don't delete, just for a week. 7 days.
I've done that for a week, and it was great. I felt awesome.
Because none of these things really matter that
no,
much.
No, they don't. Basically, what it is, it's like I'm using it. It's like, all right, I'm just trying to keep up on certain things.
Who cares?
What's going on. But all it is the same. You're not getting anything new.
Yeah.
Nothing. You might get a little tidbit here.
Entertainment. I mean, I know it's not. I know.
Well, but yes, it's not intended.
It's for your brain. Like, your brain's not processing whether, oh, this is, it's just noise, volume, something like that.
Well, you know, what it is the dilemma is this. If there's a story or something going on in the world, which is always good, stay informed, understand what's going on. But if there's something you're really tracking on and it's changing minute by minute,
you
know, you're not going to get any real solid information unless something major happens that's just that turns the tide or whatever it might be. So there's nothing really useful out of that. But the bigger problem is this. You have this story you're following or situation you're following. There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing.
Because the way we make decisions and take action is based on information. So, and usually that information is something that directly affects us. But because we're all interconnected around the world, we're getting all kinds of information that doesn't directly affect us. But the way we're wired tells us we need to do something about that. What do we do with this information? Well, I can't do anything with this information, so we have to stuff it somewhere.
Yeah.
And you just keep stuffing the same information.
Do you think it's people want to be first to know and they could be the one that's breaking the news? You ever get that? Like someone is the constantly texting you.
Oh, yeah. When it
comes
to the journal, you know, for journalists, for sure, because that's their job. They want to be first.
But people I'm talking about, like some people do. Maybe that's more breaking news type thing. It could be sports related, maybe more.
Maybe.
Baker Mayfield got traded back to the Browns. The first person that texts you that is like the hero because, oh man.
Or they're full of shit. And it's it's a link that's going to.
It's not Adam Schefter. It's Adam Defter or something. And it was a make believe on Twitter. That's what people
do. I should have read this.
People have accounts.
Yeah.
So it's not the guy's name.
So it's like Wishon Dotson.
Correct.
Wish you have a Wishon
Dotson. And it's one letter changed. And instead of it, Adam Schefter, it's Adam with a five turn. So you didn't see it because you're moving so fast. So your eyes can't pick it up. And next thing you know, you just told everybody that Baker's back on the Browns.
I mean,
it happened, but it didn't. But it could have in a different universe.
Maybe in a different universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me, this is totally off topic.
That's how we roll.
I know.
We roll in and out of topics, man.
But this is way gone. We've talked about it before. Simulation theory.
Yeah.
And I had texted that to you before.
You did.
So like, when it comes to percentages, you say there's a 66% chance.
I don't. Nick Bostrom says
that. Okay. We're in a simulation. 66% chance. That seems like a high number, but percentage chances doesn't mean it's actually, because then there's a chance that like the rain percentage that it's going to rain. Like there's a lot of, when you look at those numbers, probability is not like, that means more than likely that we are living in a simulation. I don't know if that's how those numbers work on it, but explain that. Like,
oh man, we don't have the time for me to explain it. And I wouldn't do a very good job on it. But so the Nick Bostrom projection is based on, he has very clear set parameters. These are the three things that we're looking at, three possibilities of what's going on in our world today. And this was written back in 2003, was published in 2003. He's the director at the Center for the Future of Humanity at Oxford University. And so most people, when they think about simulation theory, they think about him. He's the one that had said, based on these parameters, there's, I think it was like 63.6% chance we're currently living in a simulation created by our descendants. Then you've also got Elon Musk, who's saying there's a 1 in a billion chance that we're living in base reality being this is it, and it's not a simulation. Again, what is he basing that on?
Right.
And then you've got...
Conjecture.
Yeah. Then there's, you know, a physicist. He's a physicist and futurist. Probably, you know, you see him all the time on Discovery Channel.
I don't see him.
Michio Kaku.
Okay. Yeah.
You'd recognize him.
Okay. Yeah.
But he argues that it's, you know, highly unlikely that we're living in a simulation. And his point is that the processing power of computers that we have today, and he's comparing that to the processing power biologically of, I believe he said, he was using like a leaf, you know, and its ability to do X, Y, and Z. It's so much more advanced in nature than what we've currently created. But the argument there that I would kind of kick back is, well, that's assuming that whoever developed the simulation is limited by the technology that we have right now. It just doesn't really add up.
Mm.
But then a lot of the theories about simulation, I mean,
it's deep. Wow. Yeah. I feel like your brain's hurting.
It's a mind fucker. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's hard to go in because I'm trying to really simplify it. I'm like, no, that's not going to simplify it. That's just going to create more confusion.
Yeah.
But it could be something that we dive into a little bit more.
Dude, that's
maybe not now.
You just came with the title of the episode. That's why.
Mind fucker.
Yeah. It's a mind fucker.
It's a mind fucker.
That's the episode title.
Yeah.
Because it is. The whole thing's a mind fucker. The room that we're in right now.
It's so sad. I'm so sad right now.
The sad room.
And I'm just like, I don't care about simulation theory.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. But you know what? I do care.
So if Nick were here,
yeah.
And I would say, well, that means there's a, what is it? Then why do the numbers work out to be a 34% chance?
That we're in base reality.
Right. So does it mean like, well, then, so he would say, yeah, so it's more than likely that we are living in a simulation. But the numbers are kind of weird because, oh, fucking, that's a statistics class. Fuck that.
When you start getting into this kind of stuff, it's guesswork. And to believe it one way or the other takes a great amount of faith.
Mm.
But you have to have underlying beliefs about how the world works, physics, everything that we think we know, which in and of itself is flawed because we're humans and we're limited in what we actually know. No matter how smart we think we are.
Yeah.
We always find out 10 years later, oh, shit. Oh, we were totally wrong about that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So you have to always approach it with, this is a theory. It's a possibility based on what we understand.
So it's accepting that that might be out there.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's a mind fucker. It's fun to, you know, go through and start to break it down and try to figure out, it's like, well, if that means this. Again, I think you always want to approach stuff with a skeptical mind. But you also have to approach these things realizing, no matter how much you know, you really don't know that much.
Yeah.
I mean, we're constantly realizing how stupid we were.
Yeah. But what do you say about the multiverse theory? Or
that, honestly, I mean,
totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. One is presenting a simulation, like we're just running through cycles.
Right.
Right here. The multiverse is really more about, and I'm sure if somebody who's actually really, really learned on this is
gonna,
this guy's a moron.
Like the writer from Spider-Man. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I mean, the multiverse is really about all the potential next actions you take are all happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
So let's say, for instance, you know, in the multiverse, we're in this lane.
Yeah.
There's another lane where we're in the other room. There's another lane where you told me to fuck off and I'm still in my office and you're in your office.
Yeah.
There's another lane where the shirtless man is up here podcasting with you.
Yeah.
And you found a new co-host.
I like that.
That's just like, well, do you make this decision, that decision? Do you go here? Do you go there? What life choices you make? This is the super simplistic idea of the multiverse, is that every potential action is happening all at once. And it creates new realities.
Right. So you're not my friend anymore because you feel like I, you know, did something behind your back with the shirtless man. And then that goes down those paths. So we never speak again. We never speak again. You know.
Have you thought about that? Are you thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, right there, that would have been a potential intersection of two universes colliding.
That's bad. You don't want that.
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy jealous of you.
Yeah.
With the shirtless man.
Mm.
I don't want to be that.
So you intercept, you get in that line.
I don't want to get in that line.
Yeah.
I want to stay in this line.
No. It's a good line. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just be happy with
it. I think it is. I think it's a great line.
The problem is Hollywood is taken to the multiverse. Like, you know, the dream state in movies or in entertainment, whatever. Like, oh, it's just a dream. It was a cop out almost.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that. And it can work, right? There's no doubt. Like, it takes a lot to make that work. But the multiverse theory is like, anything's possible. So I just read that the Avengers are thinking about bringing Iron Man back.
Yeah, that's because they're lazy.
100%. And that's what people are just all of a sudden saying. They're like, oh, the multiverse theory in these movies was kind of cool. Until it was like, holy shit, how many movies do I have to go see? In like The Flash and Spider-Man, both did the multiverse theory.
Yeah.
There's something interesting with it, but at the same time, I was like, holy fuck.
No, they're going to beat it to death because that's what American movies do.
Yeah.
You beat an idea to death.
Because it makes money.
Like, hey, look, this worked over here. Let's just beat this thing to death until we're at a loss.
Yeah.
It's the American way. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it.
We did the two movies that came out. One was The Comet and one was The Asteroid. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. There was the Don't Look Up.
Deep Impact.
Yeah.
And Armageddon.
Don't Look Up. Oh.
Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up was about a...
Oh, that's another one.
They're making a lot of the correlation.
Armageddon was the one with Steven Tyler's daughter, your favorite. Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Ben Affleck.
Tyler.
Yeah. Bruce Willis. Yeah.
B-dubs.
Yeah.
Nobody calls him that. But we do now.
You do that. That's interesting. Like, is that a...
Hmm?
You've done that before. Keats? You did that in the episode?
Michael Keats.
Where you took...
Yeah.
The Keats, you just called them.
The Keats.
You took like famous actors from the past, like that are not as relevant today, maybe. I don't know. Keats is back.
Keats is coming back.
But like, and you just apply a nickname to them that no one else has ever used.
Do you want to throw some at me and see if I can just create some new nicknames?
Yeah. I don't know. Hugh Jackman.
Oh, man. That would be Hugh Jax. I mean, that's just easy.
That's two. The Jax.
Hugh Jax.
Hugh Jax.
Okay. Call him Ajax.
Schwarzenegger.
H-Jax. Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. The Schwartz.
That one could go bad real fast.
Yeah. Tom Hanks.
I would just call him Schwartzy. But then that's almost bad. I mean, that's just too many syllables.
Okay.
Because the whole thing is that you're not so much minimizing the name, you're minimizing.
Yeah. Oh, I got a good one for you.
Content.
I got a good one for you. Mel Gibson.
Melly G.
Melly G.
Yeah, that one's easy.
Okay, that's easy.
Okay, we got Melly G.
Yeah.
Got the Keats.
Yeah.
B Dubs.
We haven't done this. We got to go both. Gina Davis. Just kidding you.
Gina Davis.
Yeah.
I can see her face. Hey, favorite movie that Gina Davis was in? Don't go looking it up.
No, I'm thinking, what's that baseball movie she was
League
in?
League of Their Own.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Rosie O. You see that? I just dropped a new one. Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O.
These are easy, man. This is like child's play.
Okay. The movie Bull Durham.
Yeah. Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. Sigourney, not Sigourney, but what's her name? Who the hell was in that? And this is when you know you're old.
In Bull Durham?
Yeah. They got married because of them. Tim Robbins.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon. Jeez. Yeah,
I've just realized like all of my nicknames are going to sound exactly the same.
Yeah. Everybody. You know what sucks? When you pull these people up and you're like, God, they got old.
Yeah.
Tim Robbins looks a lot older than he used to. Like, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. Wow.
No.
He's creeping up on Biden. He could actually do a good Joe
Biden. He's good. You know, he's in Top Gun. The original. Merlin. Yeah, yeah.
That was him?
Yeah.
He was Merlin?
Yeah. In the back. You didn't know that.
Well, I know now.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to swing it back to the multiverse, there is another universe where I knew that.
Someone told me, like, you knew another friend
of
yours.
Or maybe I was just paying attention.
Yeah.
Maybe I was a big fan of Top Gun, the original.
Did they call it that, the original? Hold on a second. I just had a flashback.
Did you?
Yeah.
We're in a simulation.
We used to record in this room.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I forgot.
And we talked about Top Gun.
And we talked about Top Gun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said, I'll never see that movie. You were angry about that. Like,
well, because you know how I feel about Tom Cruise. Yeah. But I've overcome that.
Yeah.
I feel differently about Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Scientology?
Oh, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Horse shit, like most everything else.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, what a fucking joke.
Yeah. Hollywood. Yeah. It's Travolta.
No, Scientology.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I got that.
The founder is a sci-fi writer. I'm pretty sure I'm going to create a cult myself. I already look like a cult leader.
So a fictional writer.
Science fiction.
Science fiction. Okay,
Ron
sorry.
Was just a science fiction.
That's pretty. Yeah,
that's it.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's perfectly fitting for Hollywood. Somebody writes science fiction.
That's some fucking shit. That's some.
It's crazy.
That's some multiverse stuff right there.
It's just some.
He didn't write that book. Where did they go?
He did. Oh, yeah. If he didn't write that book.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd go anywhere.
They would just be.
I don't know enough about the history of Scientology. I just know about its roots and its foundation a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, they're real secretive about all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a clown show.
Yeah.
Watch I End Up Dead, and there's like a big S for Scientology just carved into my chest.
Jeez.
That's another possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that'd be wild.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I was just looking. I'm just fascinated. So.
L. Ronnie Hubbs.
Who's Ronnie Hubbs?
L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology.
Oh, okay.
L. Ronnie Hubbs.
Ronnie Hubbs. Yeah. Okay. You did it.
Ronnie Hubbs.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're the creator of nicknames for Hollywood celebs.
Yeah. It's not really good, but whatever we did.
80s. Hollywood celebs.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit 90s.
Yeah, man. Who's your favorite 80s?
I don't know. I can't say it was my favorite. 80s what? 80s.
Exactly. So yeah. That's wide open for you. Yeah. Anything.
Lethal Weapon was a good movie back then. They had like four of them. Danny Glover.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
D. Gloves and Millie Gibbs.
Eddie Murphy was good. It's so stupid.
Eddie Murphy is great.
Yeah.
Still is.
It's not as great.
No.
No one is, though. How could you? Like athletes, they can last for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Celebrities can last a good 20, 30 years, maybe.
They think they can.
Yeah.
If their contracts can.
Mm. They were typecast a lot back in the 80s and 90s.
Here's a question. Let's imagine we're in the 80s.
Mm.
80s Hollywood. And we're typecasted.
Yeah.
What are you typecasted as?
Oh, that's an impossible question.
All right. What am I typecasted as?
Right now?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We'll go. We're not in the 80s anymore.
Like, we're going to put you in the
80s. Yeah, I just want to know, what would you typecast me as?
Yeah. Well, like, the way you present yourself is, like, ex-military. Yeah.
Not cult leader?
No. You want to be a cult leader? Well, no, you could. Ex-military, turn cult leader. Ooh. Like, that could be a good part.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a futurist. That's kind of weird and culty.
Yeah. Oh, it's very much so.
100%.
Yeah.
Let me just, I could sit here and bash my field.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Well, because a lot of it's just bullshit. But futurists, I don't know. I'm sure if any futurists had listened to this, they might be like, oh, what a dick. But, you know, most of it's just like, I always think it's good, you know, for like an artistic expression, thought experiments, or whatnot, which is what a lot of futurism tends to be. No real practical application. It's like post-it notes and crayons for adults, you know?
Mm.
For me, though, I mean, the tools in foresight, incredibly powerful. Talked about it endlessly.
Yeah.
Foresight is different than futurism. Foresight is a tool that you use. That has direct application today to influence future outcomes, not just to paint pretty pictures, things that won't happen because they're devoid of reality.
Because it won't happen.
They might. I mean, but you have to take into account a multitude of factors. The biggest factor that most futurists don't take into account, because most of it is caught up in the art of the future, if you will.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that they don't really consider is you have to get into the boring stuff to determine the probability and likelihood of this prediction, whatever, or possibility coming to life. And the best way to do that is to understand the regulatory system, understand the environment that it's operating in, because the fastest killer of innovation is government regulation. Now, that's not a political statement. It just is what it is. For instance, if you have, I mean, take crypto, for example. Mm. I mean, I knew that was going to be doomed.
It's over?
Well, no, not necessarily. But it wasn't not a surprise to me that it all started to fall apart, NFTs and everything else. Simply because, by its very nature, it is a decentralized tool. It's an object, you know, called a currency. It's not just for currency. I mean, blockchain. It's decentralized intentionally. And then you had all the big players jump in and try and centralize it. And then you had these crypto exchanges, you know, which is all starting to create an air of centralization of control and organization. It goes against its very nature. It's not going to succeed in that environment. It can only succeed in the environment that recognizes its intention. Its intention is to be decentralized. Intention is probably not the right word. But you cannot centralize something that's decentralized by nature. It'll fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you had forces working against it, right? And trying to basically take it over for like a central bank digital currency.
Yeah.
It's stupid. That's not going to flow. That's not going to fly, I don't think. Just because, I mean, most people don't understand how this stuff works, even including myself. I have maybe more knowledge of how blockchain works than the average person on the street. But I guarantee you the policy makers, lawmakers have no fucking idea what they're doing. And they're already talking about a central bank digital currency.
It's like the opposite. It's like taking an oxymoron with
a moron
together, and that's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Bitcoin's up, though. It's doing well. Doing better.
Yeah. Bitcoin.
Ethereum.
Bitcoin always did well if the market wasn't doing well. It would work in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So if the stock market's not performing,
that's a Top Gun reference, by the way. Inverted.
Like that?
Yeah.
Go inverted?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you know, I'm not an expert on this stuff, clearly. But
that's not a futurist job to be an expert in it.
No. To be a good futurist, you'd be a generalist on everything.
Mm.
And then you basically take a skill set that you have. So I work with all kinds of different industries. but I bring my skill set to their expertise. Mm-hmm. We marry those two things up and good things happen.
Yeah, I like that.
And, you know, I mean, most of the organizations that I work with, though, and this is a good fit, are engineers, right? Which you would not think of engineers as, you know, playing around with futures.
Yeah.
And, you know, what the future might look like. But, you know, my approach to it is making the future practical, making it applicable. And so it's not just, let's go, you know, throw a bunch of post-its on the wall and go through a great, you know, mind map and exercise to no end. We always want to bring it back to the present day.
Just going to ask you that.
Yeah.
What do you think of the present moment? Because you think a futurist, you're thinking, oh, someone's like looking out there. It's very anxiety producing. But I don't think that's how you're thinking about it, because you're bringing back to the present, to the moment. What are you going to do right now, right?
Just like anything, man, if you don't know how to think about something, it's going to create anxiety, right? If you don't know how to think about money, it's going to create anxiety. If you don't know how to think about the future, it's going to create anxiety. So I teach people how to think about the future. That's what I bring to them. Mm. And so when you know how to ask better questions, you know how to connect dots, you know how to look at certain things in a new light, it's not just like, oh my God, it's all falling apart. When you start to understand the motivations of various actors, really simplify. I mean, human beings are complex, but at the same time, at least en masse, are very predictable. Yeah. At the individual level, forget about it. They're not that predictable. I mean, maybe day-to-day routines, but honestly, like, that's always a wild card. But in large groups, they're fairly predictable.
Yeah.
So if you know how to ask better questions, know how to look for certain things, then the future is not nearly as anxiety ridden.
Okay. I like that.
I mean, that's, yeah. But again, it's like everything. You just have to know how to think about it. That's what most people don't know.
Yeah. Do you think I would look good in those jeans right there?
I think you look great in those
jeans. Yeah.
Definitely. You got the right hips. You
know? I was listening too. I was in the moment.
Yeah. No, but I'm happy to offer my opinion on physical appearance and, you know, what might work
Matt, well with you. Because I was thinking that they could, here's what they could do. They could sponsor our podcast.
Do they listen to our podcast?
Well, they will now because I say their name. I think searchability for audio should be a thing.
Is it not already?
Not really. It's more the text. It's the show notes. That's become searchable. Why do we not have the ability to search audio? So it's all transcripts is what they're searching.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone produces a transcript, which they do have for a lot of the shows, but that would be like you and me having a company. We just pull transcripts and put it, you know, that's weird that you can do that.
Yeah.
You don't own that, but you guess you do because you did it in a different form.
I mean, if you're putting it out there.
Yeah.
Well, look.
Who's going to stop you? But so if someone can search it and listen, Matt and Bo, I said it, Matt
and Bo. Is it Matt and Bo or is it Matt Bo?
So, you know, it's not even Matt and Bo. It's Mott and Bo. I don't know. Wow. M-O-T-T and
you
Bo.
You were shitting the bed on
so
this
they're
one.
Not gonna,
they're definitely not going to sponsor us.
They might actually, though.
The most important thing, though, is do they align with the values of the show?
Jeans you'll actually want to wear on an airplane. That's what their slogan is.
Jeans you'll actually want to wear on an airplane.
Yeah. Because, you know, you're sitting in an airplane, you get uncomfortable.
No. See, this is good advertising right here. No. Let me explain why.
Yeah.
Right? Because all of a sudden it made you think that you don't like wearing certain jeans on an airplane. All the jeans I wear on an airplane are just fine.
No, I have a pair of pants that I have been wearing.
Are they skinny jeans?
No, they're not. They're very comfortable pants.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of get loose after I've been wearing them a little bit.
They're Lucky Brand, aren't they?
No.
Those fucking things just like,
Those are big just, for a while. No, those are terrible. Yeah, I agree with that. Just get rid of them. Donate them. Goodwill.
Good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you see some homeless people walk
around with your former jeans. You're such an asshole. Such an elitist.
Why? I'm sorry. Lucky Brand, are they even still considered a good brand now?
I have no idea. Look at me. Do I look like a fashion guy?
Yeah,
I have no idea. I wear the same color shirt.
He's going to dress you up. Because you could wear those gray jeans. That's all I want. Gray jeans and black shirt.
Gray jeans, great t-shirts.
Gray.
Great friends.
Gray.
Oh, color.
Silver jeans? I don't know.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Condé Nast is...
Condé Nast.
Yeah.
Condé Nast.
It's not.
It is Condé Nast.
Condé Nast?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go ahead and Google it. Have it, you know, ask Google to pronounce it. Condé Nast.
I don't want to have it. Why can't they search audio? We should be number one.
You know what?
I want to know.
I agree. We should be number one.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and throw this out here.
In the metaverse.
Shh.
Sorry.
If you're watching this right now, we would really love it. Hey, am I doing the right face?
However, yeah.
If you're watching this right now, we would love it if you hit like and subscribed. No, okay, pause. If you're watching this right now and you're having a great time, if you're having as good of a time as we are, then we would just love it if you went ahead and just smash that like button and punch that subscribe button and then backhanded that notification.
Yeah.
So that you get all the updates once every 2 months from us.
Yeah.
All right, back to the show.
I like it. Yeah, we're dominating page one, Saviors of the Metaverse, Google.
Are we?
Yeah. Who is the, things to know, leader. This is on Google search results. Who is the leader in Metaverse? Who do you think's me?
The leader in Metaverse?
That's how it says it. Who do you think's the answer's going to be?
Marky Z?
It should have been.
Marky Z.
Nope, it's a rival of his, they say.
Oh, is it Googs?
Who?
Johnny Googs.
Who's Johnny Googs?
Google. So now I'm going to personification of companies.
You would think.
Yeah.
It's in that realm, but it's
not. We
got
Face Buddies.
It's not them.
Johnny Googs.
Face Buddies. Yeah. That could be the rival company.
Face Buddies. Should be.
That would be good.
Yeah. That's how I've been referring to it for years.
Yeah, go ahead. Who else would it be?
What is it with you and like kids groups and teens? Man.
Face Buddies sounds like it would be.
We're definitely getting flagged now.
Okay.
But Face Buddies?
Yeah.
Johnny Googs.
Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's who they say. Yeah. Okay. Oh, ruler. What question? Things to know. Who will rule the metaverse? That's a real question. Unity. Do you know Unity?
No.
They're becoming the leader in metaverse by creating 3D content in AR and VR. It's not metaverse. It's interesting.
See, people don't even know what the metaverse is. It's just like blockchain.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Did you see that? We just simultaneously sniffed.
Yeah.
Simultaneous. Yeah. Not the sip, the sniff. Dude, this is a simulation.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been here before. I feel like I've had this experience
simultaneous
at this level before.
Sniff. I was going to ask you a question. Have you seen the Lex Fridman podcast with Mark Zuckerberg?
I listened to it and I thought, I've got to watch this for our show.
I don't know if anyone can see it.
Oh, wow. Holy cow. All right. Is that them right there in the metaverse?
Yeah.
Oh, put that on full screen so I can see that.
That's weird. Because that's not them.
No, I know. I remember them talking about how it was and how realistic it looked.
They're not in the same room,
though. Nope. They're across the country. Well, he's in Austin. I think Mark's obviously in San Francisco. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They wore the goggles the whole time? What was that?
Yeah, again, I think that's what it comes back to. This idea that we're going to spend all this time.
Pretty nuts.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think this is going to lead to, though? If we have things that are looking this realistic, and they even said, this is still elementary to what they're working on.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be the end of human hygiene. That's what this is going to be.
People are stop brushing their teeth.
Or hair.
Why?
Why would I need to comb my beard?
For your own, don't you ever get dressed in the morning just to feel better about yourself?
Do we do anything just for ourselves? No, we do everything for likes.
I don't.
That's on TikTok.
I do.
On Instagram and Face Buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
The old YT.
Yeah. What's the YT YouTube?
There you go.
The old YT.
Man, dropping.
Face
gold
Buddies is
everywhere.
Your best one. Yeah.
Face Buddies is definitely the good one.
Would they sue?
Hold on. What?
Yeah. He wouldn't sue you. He would let
would
you
they
have
sue
that.
Sue me?
Yeah. If you came out
with Face Buddies?
Sure, Face Buddies exist already.
Unless I can set it up as a parody company, then they can't sue me.
Mm.
Well, I mean, they can sue me.
FaceBuddies.com is for sale.
How much?
Basically $2,000.
Fuck that.
That's nuts.
Buy it.
You can.
What about facebuddies.co?
The Face Buddies. Facebuddies.io.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the new one.
Yeah. Indian Ocean.
Yeah. Indian Ocean.
Facebuddies.io.
It's not going to be, it'll be, yeah.
What about io.com?
Does it need 3 letters?
io.com.
Why?
Is it for sale?
I don't know. Oh, I don't want to go there.
What about io.io?
I think one of them you need. That's io.com.
How much is that one?
It's not available. It's already registered.
Clearly. What about io.io?
It's not going to be available.
How do you know?
Because you need 3 letters, I'm pretty sure. I'm on domain.com. Whoever goes there.
The fact that you're doing this is really entertaining.
It's great.
Yeah.
io.io. No.
What about Facebooks, plural.com?
No, that's how to
Facebooks.
Buddies. What about buddies?
No. Let's try Facebooks. Facebooks.com.
Surface Buddies. Ooh, that's a good one.
No, it's not.
Surface, like surface conversation.
No.
Face Study Buddies.
That's an available domain?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, this one's great.
What did you just come up with?
Hey, frontbuddies.com.
Oh no.
What does that mean?
Bad. Here's what I'm not thinking. This is a terrible idea, but maybe you can go somewhere.
Buddies.
Hold on. You're gonna love this area.
Oh my
gosh. You're gonna love it with passion.
Facebuddies.io is available.
We'll fucking buy it.
Yeah.
If we had a million plus followers and subscribers, which is our goal, by the way. So if you haven't already, we'd love you just smash that like button, uppercut that notification bell, and backhand that subscriber.
What about that foul button? That'd be good.
Foul?
Like follow. Well, I say foul.
I don't know. That accent, dude. We got to work on that New York accent. All right, check it out. Let's just pretend.
Yeah.
Because in another universe.
This is pretend, the whole thing.
The whole thing is pretend. Our friendship is pretend, and this room isn't real.
This room's super sad, right?
I am so depressed, but I'm putting on a good show. But if you look real close to my eyes, I'm crying.
Yeah.
If you look into my soul, I'm dying inside.
Oh, sorry.
Let's just have a moment of silence for the soul, the child that I once was. We're good now. So yeah, man. Check it out. Let's just pretend
it's getting hot
like
here.
We're doing everything.
Yeah.
Million followers. Right? What do you say? Let's say we have a substantial following. We could start to just drop sayings that mean nothing.
Right.
But we use them like, I don't know, like front buddies. It's like, those guys are definitely front buddies. Those guys are definitely front. And we just start like, you know, seeding it into the conversation.
Yeah.
We try to make it a thing.
Yeah.
Right. We start telling, you know, you have various people on college campuses. Pay them, say, hey, listen, we need to just start dropping this slang at parties. Mm-hmm. We need to start dropping this in text messages. And the whole time we've bought the domain. So we just start jacking up the domain's price because we're using slang that we made. I'm a fucking genius.
I love it.
I'm an entrepreneur. You know, Elon Musk would have nothing on me if
yeah.
we had over a million followers.
Yeah.
We would just be. Would be slang artist.
Yeah.
We'd be slang.
That's like the popular kid that comes up with a word and everyone's like, yeah, let's use that word. That movie, Never Been Kissed. You seen that? With,
Who?
Yeah.
Who's the Never Been Kissed? I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Look at you. That was good.
Me, dude.
She met the guy, the popular guy. His name was Guy. It's a great name for a.
Guy is a great name.
And he used to come up with sayings and they would all be like, that's the saying. What did he say?
I don't remember.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah. I was in love with Drew Barrymore.
Were you?
No.
She just got canceled a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Because she apologized for doing her show. You saw that?
Yeah.
But so then she came out of camera, but she had like she was actually in a room like this with a blank wall, like kind of sad because she's like.
She was in a sad room.
Incredibly wealthy and didn't do her makeup and her hair all over the place and like apologize. And people were like, now you just made it worse.
Yeah. Because it's like, it's kind of like a throwback.
Yeah.
To your drug addiction. Like,
Drug addiction?
Oh, yeah. I think, pretty sure she was.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of that.
No, I get it.
Put your life out there.
Hollywood's not that it's all cracked. It's not that it, you know what I'm trying to say.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
That's her face when she apologized. Hey-o. Yeah. But that got her in more trouble.
Yeah, because she's an actress.
Right.
Here's the thing. I've got friends that are actors, really good. And they'll tell you this too. Actors they're professional liars. They have to be. Because they have to look. Take on. They really like, they're like spirits that possess other people's bodies, but not, you know, like they're possessing character bodies. They're becoming something else, which is a great, pretty impressive skill. I'd say that I have that skill. I have been taking on the role of friend and podcast host for several years now. I won't name who my podcast host is, my co-host is that I've been doing this for, but I just say that I think I've done a really good job because we've done a lot of episodes.
30-something.
Oh, you thought I was talking about you.
Oh, yeah, whoever that is.
No, no.
Sorry.
No, this is an unnamed individual. I would never say that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Drew Barrymore made an apology.
Yeah, but it talks about it, her addiction. But
her mom
put her in a home when she was like 13, 14 years old.
Really?
Her parents, I guess.
Because she was a child star, like E.T., man. She was rocking and rolling E.T. So mom puts her in a home. I'm going to go ahead and create a completely fictitious story that might be on the money, but I cannot verify this. She rocks and rolls in E.T., loved E.T. as a kid, loved it as an adult.
Yeah.
Great movie, right? Drew Barrymore absolutely crushed it. I'd say the controversy, but Drew Barrymore and the animatronic that played E.T., like the movie was E.T., but it was Drew Barrymore who really took the stage. And that created a lot of...
I didn't realize it today that she was in E.T. Like, I'm in the past, I probably... In a different universe, I did.
Now you know.
Now I know.
And now you remember.
Yeah.
There she was.
Yeah.
Just like Tim Robbins was Merlin.
Top Gun. Yeah. Very different because he was like kind of in the back.
Yeah.
He was a wingman. He was like navigator.
Mm. Ooh. Flight of the Navigator. Totally great movie.
Cool. I love that.
Drew Barry was not in that one.
No, she wasn't. But she should have been.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
I was going to say Meg Ryan.
Wrong. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. Sex in the City.
She was so great in Flight of the Navigator. And she went on to Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And just made a really big name for herself. Married Matthew Broderick. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. Are they still married?
I don't know. What does Johnny Googs say?
What does Johnny Googs say?
Yeah, I'm sure they're married. They're a happy couple. I'm going to go with yes. You're going to say no?
Maddie Brodeen. I don't know if that one sticks.
I don't know.
I think they are.
Yeah.
They're going long and strong.
Says they're married. Twin daughters.
I never finished my theory about Drew Barrymore. It's really important.
I figured you'd get back to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course I will.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been married 26 years. Good for them. Yeah.
Yeah. So Drew Barrymore crushes it in E.T., makes a boatload of money, just a ton. Mom gets jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Mom starts making shit up. Mom starts planting evidence of mental illness, sprinkling it around the house. Mom starts pooping in Drew Barrymore's pants. Mom's pooping in the pants. Drew Barrymore's way too old to be doing that. And then she's leaving it on the kitchen table, poopy pants. And then she's getting upset at Drew.
Yeah.
And Drew's like, I have no idea what's happening. So this is a twofold assault. One, mom is documenting evidence that she is planting and sprinkling all over the house that she is the perpetrator of. Number one, so it's a complete fabrication. Number two, Drew's still a kid. Drew doesn't know if it's her or not.
Yeah.
She's like, I know, I don't remember doing that. But her mom is so convincing because where do you think Drew got her acting skills? From her mother. Not her dad, who was absent. He's not around. But her mom's there. Her mom's a damn good actor. And her mom's a little pissed because her mom worked her ass off. Mom danced her ass off too because she had to make money. And then she got pregnant with Drew. Dad was a truck driver. Dad's gone. She always wanted to be an actress. Drew got a lucky break. Drew made a lot of money from E.T. Mom started pooping in Drew's pants, leaving puddles of urine around the house, in jars too, and blaming it on Drew. Drew doesn't know any better. Drew thinks she's losing her mind. And she does lose her mind. And then mom sets up a conservatorship, just like Britney Spears, which is how Britney's dad got the idea. Full stop. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
That's what happened. Put it in Wikipedia. We can just update it, right?
Yeah.
We can update that.
So if someone clipped that, they could be like, Jared should be canceled for making up a story that may or may not be.
No, I think they'd be like, Jared should be hospitalized.
Yeah.
Institutionalized.
Yeah.
Or Jared should be given contract in Hollywood to write the Drew Barrymore story.
Yeah. Made for TV.
That never was? Question mark. See?
Alternate universes.
We could pull the multiverse into this and say, look, this one didn't happen in this timeline. But who's to say it didn't happen in another timeline?
Yeah.
You see? You see how we just did that?
Yeah, you just claim it. And they can't say you're crazy because everything we see is all about the multiverse. So it's
right.
Like, I was in that universe and then I was able to come to this one.
No, I could just say I identify as somebody who was in that universe and I can tell you that that is what happened. And who are you to say that I am wrong?
Yeah.
That's the world we live in today.
Mm.
That's madness.
This is madness.
I identify as an influencer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get on TikTok and let everybody know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Come on.
No, I couldn't think of it.
That Drew Barrymore story is like a Hallmark classic waiting to happen.
I'm like worried about it. Yeah. It's, I don't know what
shit?
This is. Uncle Greg. I didn't mean to click it.
Oh, my kids watch that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It just randomly came up.
Well, you have been talking a lot about kids stuff lately.
No. Like I searched for a show.
I bet you did.
And Zuckerberg's back. I think you and Mark should reunite.
I've thought that for some time.
Yeah.
But, you know, ball's in his court.
Okay. Let me go with that.
Yeah.
It's how friendships end.
It is how friendships end. And it's how lawsuits begin.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
It's a mindfucker.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
This has been great.
This has been really good.
So glad we did this. Yeah. I'm so fucking sad right now.
This room.
And we should just
next episode, just wait. All the stuff's on the wall.
Oh.
It's going to be like just lighting. We'll have lights coming.
Yeah.
Like super bright.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what time it is outside right now.
Beats me.
Does it even matter?
What time do you want it to be?
Exactly. Because it doesn't matter. Because it's dark outside. We have to say it's nighttime. Like, who came up with that?
I don't know.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
School starts at this time, says why, says who.
I'm just getting sadder by the second.
I did. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Later.